going on, everybody? Welcome back to Nerd Minute. I'm your host, Bruce, and today, grab your wallets, ladies and gentlemen. We're going shopping. It's another market watch. This one has taken a little while, and what a time to be talking about this, finances and versus, because we are at a critical turning point as far as box allocations and what the future holds for versus, but I have three places for us to shop today. It's going to be eBay, Amazon, and the Upper Deck store. If you have a website or a store that you're going to for Versus 2PCG and it's been working out for you, leave a response to this podcast today, because, and we're going to get into this in a little bit, there are a few boxes that are almost impossible to find based on the sites I go to, and they are actually kind of sort of important as far as the lineage of Versus. Of course, these boxes being Predator Battles, the base box, and Shield versus Idol. Those cards are actually super sought after, and they're really important to the game. Some of the cards that are in those boxes, and they're like extremely hard to find. They're really, really difficult to find. Before I get into us going shopping today, there are two things. The first one, of course, is Children of Lilith. Again, ton of controversy behind this box. And it ran out on the Upper Deck store last week. But they re-upped on how much you can buy on there. It's MSRP right now, but it comes with a huge downside in that if you buy from Upper Deck, you're paying, what, $10 to $12 shipping and handling? Region depending, right? That's really huge. That's really rough, but if you can throw it in your cart in like a bundle with other stuff you're getting, grab that box. We don't know how long it's going to last. And the Defenders half of that box is definitely worth the effort and the money. So do with that what you will. Let's go ahead and start with the Upper Deck store. And there's another piece of important information here as we look through these boxes. After Children of Lilith was re-upped on the store, it was explained in Discord that this is moving forward how Upper Deck is going to distribute Versus. This is how we're going to be able to buy the product, is direct from the store. Keep that in mind, because we saw Children of Lilith run out, and I think they're using it as like a low-key way to gauge just how much people care about the game. And whether or not that's a good business move, whether or not I agree or disagree, I'm not here to talk about that today. But I will say I've bought direct from Upper Deck as far as Versus goes for a long, long time, since 2019. So me personally, I'm not affected by this decision, but I recognize that most people are. Most people that go to their game store or even don't live in the United States are affected by this. Yeah, let's go ahead and pull up the Upper Deck store. Check it out. So I have the Upper Deck store pulled up, and there it is. There's Lilith. She's back. She's definitely not out of stock here. It's MSRP. And if you're buying from here at MSRP, they have every box except for Legacy, Shield versus Hydra, Predator Battles, and the base, but you can't get the base box here. Actually, hold on. I wonder if you can get Alien Battles. You know, it stopped the Defenders and went straight to Monsters Unleashed, and then the volume started. So you can't get Alien, you can't get Predator, you can't get Legacy, and you can't get the base box on this website. But everything else is here at MSRP. But if you don't want to get hit in the head with a $10 to $12 shipping and handling fee, you need to get your cart to above $100 so that you can get your cards in a speedy time and you don't lose money on shipping and handling. But everything else is here. Everything else is here. Defenders, Brotherhood, Deadpool and Friends. Do they have Sinister Syndicate? Yep, there's Sinister Syndicate. There's New Defenders, which we thought would run out eventually, but it's here. Utopia Battles, I think I saw that, yep. The box with Rogue in it, the box with Mimic in it, all of the photo cards. Yeah, you definitely want to be here if you're having trouble finding this stuff, But those boxes that I said that they don't have, that's where we started to get in trouble as far as I'm probably having to spend double MSRP or having to make a deal. Most versus boxes you can get here. There's WandaVision. There's Crossover 4 with Beast and Scarlet Witch in it. There's the Venom stuff. There's the Civil War stuff. Yeah, everything's here except for the handful of boxes that I mentioned. And it's all at MSRP. All right, let's go ahead and move over to eBay now. We're looking, again, of course, as we always do here, we're looking for less than MSRP, free shipping, or some kind of like buyout deal so that we can get the most for our money. Here we go. The first thing I see when I pull up Versus 2PC on eBay is the Civil War Battle arc, the entire arc. That is the 200 card box, the Civil War Battles, Secret Avengers, and Thunderbolts for 60 free shipping. This is actually, this is not that bad of a deal. The 200 card box was what, 35? And the two cigarette boxes were 15 a piece. That's what, 65? It's free shipping though. That's good. Like, if I didn't know any better, this is a good deal, right? You're saving $5 and you're getting a complete arc with newer player friendly abilities and effects, right? What are some standout mains in that box or those boxes? Iron Man, Pro Reg, Iron Spider-Man, Carol, Ms. Marvel. Yeah, this is not bad. You can have some fun with this. You can go places with this for sure. We have three boxes. It's Future Foundation, Frightful Foes, and Marvel Zombies. Some of the newer boxes from the Upper Deck website for 65 free shipping. If that was Fracture Family instead of Zombies, I would say okay. But you're actually getting hit over the head with that, right? I'd rather go somewhere else for this. The family cards are exciting to have. And again, if that was Fracture Family, I would say, yeah, if you have nothing else you can do. But Marvel Zombies, you can kind of wait on. It's a relatively newer box, and there's nothing in there that like, oh, I must have this right now, right away. Yeah, don't do that one. Next up, we have the Defenders box for 11 free shipping, less than MSRP, free shipping. This is actually one of the most important boxes you can buy up front, if not solely for shock to the system. As a newer player, you're going to need to be able to fight defensively to have defensive options in your deck building. And shock to the system, it's still one of the best, if not the best, generic pump in the game. I would spend 11 on just shock to the system because I know how important it is to the game. And you're not gonna feel bad picking up Luke Cage, Kingpin. There's some fun to have in that box, even today. Yeah, pick it up. Next up, we have Versusism 2PCG, The Boys. MSRP free shipping. So this box actually was one of the most sought after IPs to have in this game. And it's here, but Power Creep already hasn't been kind to this box. There's a lot of issues that I have competitively with this box. But I remember it being a big deal for sure that The Boys was going to be in our game. And if you like the show, I say do it, except not for MSRP. I would rather just go to Upper Deck. It's still on their website. If you throw that in your cart on Upper Deck, trying to reach that free shipping all over there, this isn't worth it here. But what are some highlight cards in that box? Doppelganger, Queen Maeve was pretty impactful to me. Homelander, Kimiko main character. You could definitely pick this up, but not for MSRP on a non-Upper Deck site. And the last box I want to talk about on eBay is the base box. The Marvel Battles. The one that started it all. This is 70 free shipping. There's no way it's worth double MSRP, right? How much did we pay for that in 2017, 2016? Was it 50? There's no way. You can't pay for that. Especially if the chips are still on the cards, right? Did they ever reprint that box? No. You can't pay that much for this, but find covers in that box. Find cover, Mantis, Nick Fury, Think Again, EMH. Even the odds. I still think this box is worth it. And this is actually one of the boxes that isn't on the Upper Deck store. So you may have to actually consider paying more than MSRP for this box. But I think we can find better than $70 for this. I think we can find better. No, don't do it. Don't do it off of eBay. Don't do it on eBay. We can find a better deal for this. In fact, let's go to Amazon because I'm almost am certain that I saw the base box for less than MSRP. All right, we're on Amazon and the first base box was 70. Wow. Free shipping with Prime, 70. Is that really the asking rate for? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. Wait, when I remember vividly when I opened that box and I thought, oh, Think Again's a good card. Oh, blah, 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 right? You read the cards, you go through. There aren't that many good cards, though. It's almost double MSRP. That's insane. Are you supposed to? I think you might have to. If you don't own this box right now, this is actually one of the hardest boxes to find now. Today, in 2024. It's this Shield versus Hydra and Predator Battles. You may act, it feels bad because I know that when you open this box, there's chips. There was a printing error on the base box, and a lot of the copies of this product had like actual chips and dents in the corners of the cards. You might have to just settle for 70 though. Wow. How important is this if you want to play this game? The first four boxes were Base Box, Defenders, A-Force, and Alien. Those cards scaled pretty well. And if you plan on trying to find Legacy, which is another difficult to find box, you actually would need Base Box anyway. Huh. Telling people to buy this for 70 feels bad, but I think we're at that point where you might just have to. Oof, that's rough, man. Yeah. All right. We're done with Base Box. Let's go to House of X on Amazon. 25 free shipping with Prime. This is actually one of the most impactful boxes that we might have ever had in the game. These cards are super pushed. They're doing tons of work in competitive play. And they ramp up Brotherhood and X-Men as far as powerful abilities, lit mains, and synergy that you can feel proud of building and playing with. Do it. Do it. Do it if you have Amazon Prime, because it's less than MSRP, and those cards are going to serve you well. MCU Battles for 19 free shipping with Prime. This is the start of one of the most powerful arcs in the entire game. Do it. If you don't care about how the cards look, if you care about abilities and overall powerful feel to the game, I don't think you can do better than this. I really don't. This is one of the most powerful couple of dollars you can spend in Versus for sure. Do it. Defenders for 8. Free shipping. That's insane, man. I've bought 3 or 4 boxes, but I've spent way more than 10 bucks on Luke Cage, Shock to the System, Loyal Soldiers, Ghost Rider, Punisher. Yeah, it's interesting because, I don't want to say the cards aged poorly, but they've been set to the side after the start of formats and arcs, or formats and volumes and issues. I feel like that's a good $10 to spend, though. This is $8.50 free shipping with Prime. Luke Cage, that's a hype main character. It's still one of the best XP cons we've ever seen in the game. If you only took him, Super Senses, Shock to the System, Green, and Sanctum, you could have like a cool 6 months at your game store playing that guy. Yeah, I'm in. Give me that. What else we got here? Webheads at MSRP, free shipping with Prime. This is the one with Queens in it, right? Yeah. Queens was in there. Ghost Spider was in there. Pretty impactful ramp up to the team, but not on Amazon for MSRP roughly, right? If you're a Spider-Man fan, you definitely should get Queens. Queens is impactful as hell, but yeah, not off of Prime. The last box I want to talk about is Monsters Unleashed. Oh, man. I remember reading Monsters Unleashed in 2017 because I wasn't familiar with the characters and I wasn't that familiar with the supernatural, like, monster-esque characters that were going to be in this box. And I remember believing that this box, if it was good enough, if it was strong enough, if it was even remotely competitive, it would shake up the game. We needed desperately some way out of Trinity, Thor, Mystique, Dark Phoenix. And the game was so delicate at this time. I remember getting this box. And I remember just the overall just terrible attitude I had towards every single main in that box. And what do you know? Today in 2024, these main characters are nowhere to be seen for the most part, format depending. And I find myself not even going near this portion of my versus binders. This person is asking for Monsters Unleashed at $19 free shipping. Okay. If I absolutely loved Kid Kaiju and Leviathan Mother and Elsa Bloodstone being like the babysitter of Kid Kaiju, what would I cherry pick out of that box to make up for my $20 that I'm going to spend on this? The Common Foe Leviathans at their time was some of the best things you could do on each drop. Captain Swain was a combo piece and was reliable as far as I can go infinite with this card with Singularity. And I can make interesting decks because I don't necessarily have to draw a 3 of 8 or 3 of whatever so that my guy can do their thing, supporting character. Elsa Bloodstone, at the time and up until Wolverine from House of X, that arc, she was one of the most aggressive 3 drops that you could play. Scaled really well with team attackers and solo when we were doing things like that. And then Fing Fang Foom. At his point, when he was seeing play at 3 or 4 of in all sorts of combo, control, and aggro decks, this was the 8 drop to play. Thanos was actually not seeing play because we all had 3 to 4 big giant dragons that shut the board down. Can you get away with that today before I tell you to or not to spend $20 for monsters? I don't believe so. I think we're doing way more powerful things in even just the last 6 months of cards that we've bought. If you had to buy this box, is 20 a fair deal? Why do I feel like I remember Bucky's or Ollie's or whatever the name of that store is asking for $10 to $12 for 400 cards? The Earth and Space is in there. There's Earth and Space in Monsters Unleashed, which is another really important thing to have in the game. Are there any other lower prices? No, that's the lowest it is. 20 with free shipping. Should you do this? Should you buy this? What else was in that box? Miss Marvel on 2? That's a good card. Black Bolt is an iconic character that's in that box. And I actually think he's underexplored in the game as a whole. Triton's a good, like, utility too if you're willing to play 7 to 8 reds for him. Is there enough content if I want to just make reasonable sound 60s? Is there enough content in this box? I think I'm leaning towards yes. I think so. I think I'm leaning towards yes. But if you start anywhere else, you're not even going to want to buy this box. Yeah, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Yeah, get Monsters. The Earth and Space is what puts me over the edge. $20 for just Earth and Space is probably where we are now. If you aren't interested in Fantastic Four or Doctor Doom and stuff, you can get away with buying this box. But I'm not happy even talking about this because I remember vividly how disappointed I was in this box. I don't play any of those cards, any of them, anymore. I don't play them. The power creep in this game is way past this. And I feel like once you start buying other boxes and getting stronger stuff that you could be doing, these cards are going to fall to the wayside anyway. But the Earth and Space in this box is important to have. They are important to have. A couple more boxes and I'll be done. Let's talk about Mortal Kombat. This is 26, so a little less than MSRP on Amazon. Free shipping with Prime. This is actually my favorite photo box. Another hype IP that was overshadowed by just some of the top five most degenerate, strong things you could be doing in tournament. But casually, this is where it's at for sure. This is where it's at. I love this box to death. And I'm super grateful that this is in the game. And what impactful cards have I seen and played with from this box? Raiden on 8? Easy. It's like the best 8. He's Wound Excel. It's insane. Kotal. Scorpion. Kung Lao. He's made a ton of my photo lists. Main characters. Sonya Blade actually ended up not being that bad. Liu Kang main. Whenever he's legal, you should probably think about how he can get there and if he can get there. Sub-Zero. That guy needs 2 of 8. He's doing real things. And his fatality is actually nuts. And then the rest of them, I feel like they fell off. But like Kronika, I'm not a fan of. Cetrion, I'm not a fan of. Kano, no. Noob Saibot, no. Scorpion, no. Who's the other good Raiden main? He has a size problem if he can't hit the main. But the mains that I brought up and the cards that I talked about, like Flawless Victory, that's like one of the best photo pumps. If you can play towards that, you should play towards it. Yeah. Pick up Mortal Kombat. It's a good box. I'm a huge, huge, huge fan of this thing. The final box I want to talk about for today's Market Watch is AEW All Elite Wrestling. This box is going to end up being the most impactful box ever in the game, period. This is another one. I remember vividly opening this box for the first time and not recognizing the superstars, the AEW wrestlers in the box. But the abilities on these cards will be the mainstay in photo as far as aggro fighting guys for a long, long time. These cards are no joke, man. These abilities are no joke. And if they ever do like an AEW 2 or like a follow-up box, the game could just end up being AEW plus everybody else. This guy's asking for 40 free shipping. And I don't think you should do that. Go to Upper Deck Store, spend MSRP, work your way towards that free shipping over there. Don't get hit over the head on Amazon. But this is it. If you only could buy one box and you don't already own AEW, buy AEW, man. Buy AEW. This box is actually nuts. This box is insane. And I have a feeling the value on this box is going to last and last and last. This box is nuts. And I hope that there's a follow-up. I hope that they do another one, because the hype surrounded by this box and the fact that, like, now I can put Galactus in a Walls of Jericho, or I could hit Magneto with a steel. Like, the stories that you can tell in your deck building, in how you pick decks and mains and strategies for even tournament, even just casual play. There's tons and tons and tons of replayability, tons and tons of fun to be had with this box. Just don't spend more than MSRP when you don't necessarily have to. And that's the Market Watch for this go around. Make sure you keep an eye out for Predator, Shield versus... You notice I didn't even see Shield versus Hydra today. And the base box. Base box, Predator, Shield versus Hydra. Legacy to some extent. Those boxes are super hard to find. And if you know where you can find them, definitely let me know. I'll spread the word, because those boxes, as short as they are on print and as difficult as they are to find, they are actually some of the most important boxes you could try and get as far as being a new player. Yeah, let's spread the word. Let's get people these cards that they're looking for. In the meantime, I'm your host, Bruce. This has been New York Minute. Peace.